Hey guys, it's me, Sunnydale Bound, and I am here answering my own questionnaire that I wrote, and then the questions will be in this post, and I can't wait to see or hear what you guys have to say, if you think it's good enough to answer. So let's just jump into it, shall we? There are only 10 questions. Number one is, if you were forced to be turned into a fictional character for 1 week, who would you choose and why? I would probably choose somebody from Buffy. I would pick Willow Rosenberg. She's pretty fantastic. She's got the magic and the sass and the nerdiness and the shyness and the confidence and all of that good stuff. Plus, she's got two pretty amazing significant others, ex-significant others, whatever. My AC just turned on, so I'm really sorry if you can hear that. Oh God, that's loud. Hopefully when I do noise reduction, it's better. It's too damn hot to not have it on. It got to 72 yesterday, like down to 72 yesterday, but it's already so hot this morning and I'm not liking it. Anyway, so Jesus. So I would pick Willow because Oz and Tara are amazing exes, and Tara technically should have come back, and yeah, she's, you know, she's Willow. Number two, assuming there were no limitations or negative repercussions, what is one thing you've always wanted to try? So, now I'm actually spacing on the name of it, but there's a particular, there's a particular drug that can be completely addictive and scary, and I don't think there's any confirmed cases of, like, overdoses or anything like that. And normally I'm not like into drugs or anything like that. Like I don't care what you do with your body, but you know, I choose not to put drugs in mine and to a degree. anyway, God, I wish I could remember the name and I don't even know how to Google it, but supposedly there's this drug where like a good amount of people that when they first take it, the first thing they hear is like this disembodied voice telling them like, thank you for activating this technology or something like that. Other people hear like, world's longest pause. Oh, God. You hear, like, drums or something? I'm not sure. But that would be what I would do if there were no negative repercussions. I would really like to try that, see, you know, how it feels and what I could learn about myself, because it's supposed to be a really enlightening experiment. Experience for like yourself and getting attuned with it, every part of your body and blah, blah, blah. So that would be fun. Number three, what is the one TV show that you would bring back for one final season? Brown Coats Forever. I would bring back Firefly. I know we got Serenity and I know that Wash died in it. I should have said spoilers, but it's been like 18 years since it came out, so I feel like the spoiler time frame is up after like 5 years. But yeah, I would ignore the movie and do one final season with everyone alive, everyone together, so we could finally get, you know, we could have happy Zoe and Wash, we could have happy Kaylee and Simon, and we could have Mal and Inara get together. Like, I would really love that. And then just seeing them one last time all together for an entire season, you know, even if it was a half season, like 13 episodes, or even just a 6-part miniseries, like, that's what I would want. I would want the normal writing team and actors and no constraints. Please bring back Firefly. Number 4, congratulations, you've discovered the newest color. What's it called, and what color family does it belong to? So it would be like, I'm not going to like try and think of like really cool fancy words. I'm going to like mix new ones or normal ones together. I would say it's like persimmon apple or something, like persimmon and apple, and it's definitely in like the red family, but it would be kind of darker yet pinky and something like that. And if it's not that, then I don't know, I'd have to come up with a different name. Number 5, the world has fallen to ruin and is devolving into factions. You're chosen to be the leader of your faction. Describe your ruling style. Are you hostile or friendly? What is your main purpose? And don't forget a name. So my ruling style would be probably, like a council, I guess. We would have, like, not like a head of state, but like we would have one person who looks after individual, like we would have one person for each type of inner faction in our factions, like the innkeepers and the people who go out on raids or on scavenging missions, or the people that stay and, you know, tend to the farm and work on raising the animals or stuff like that. Like, we would have a person from each of those subgroups represented on a panel, and then it would be all voting. And then I would be like, I would probably not really have any authority over them, because, let's face it, I don't think I could handle that. We would definitely be friendly, and our main purpose would be trade. We would work to supply the newfound wasteland with things that other factions can't get. We would be a mix of all the different types of folks that you would encounter in the wastes. So we would be, you know, trying to forge our own weapons. We would try to keep previous tech functioning and working, and working to, like, get the power back on and stuff like that. And oh my god, don't forget a name. I'm bad at this. I should have thought about this one a lot harder than I did. The factionless. No. I'm not in a faction. I'm divergent. Honestly, we can just be the Sunnies, and that's it. Okay, that was a cop-out. Number 6, is there a particular pop culture reference you make all the time that no one ever seems to get? Yes. I will quote Buffy all the time. And no one knows that I'm quoting it. There's this... She only says it once, but Willow says, darn tootin', one time, and it stuck with me. And so every time I say that, I feel like people just don't get it and just think that I'm saying darn tootin', not in a, like, reference-y way. Or if I say bored now, that's also a Willow quote. But pretty much... Yeah, darn tootin' is gonna be the one that I choose. Number 7, what is your favorite season and why? My favorite season is autumn. I think that it's... Hi, kitty. Oh, he wants to be on the mic, too. Oh, and then I just hit the mic. Say hi. He just wants cuddles and attention. And now he's done. What's your favorite season and why? It's autumn. It's, oh God, it's the cool temperatures and the crunchy leaves and wearing soft and warm hoodies and scarves that I've crocheted myself and haunted houses, good horror movies coming out, smelling of the campfire, and just, it's so nice. Walking outside from, you know, if you've had your heater on in your house or your domicile, and you're kind of all warm and toasty, and you go outside and you open the door and you get that first burst of air, and it's cool and crisp, and it's not too cold that it gives you goosebumps right away. But if you were out in it for a while, you definitely would be chilled to the bone. And my cats are starting to fight now. Sorry if you can hear that. And it's just so lovely and warm apple cinnamon scents everywhere, just everywhere. And... it's just so beautiful that the leaves here change colors, and they do it so soon in the season, and it lasts all the way until after the first snowfall, and you see the deep reds and the burnt orange, the goldenrod. It's so beautiful. It smells so good. Especially if you get a rainstorm, and it just, everything is just dark, and the skies are dark and clouded, and it's like that all the time. And sometimes there's heavy fog, and it just feels safe, and it's just so perfect. So I would choose autumn. Number 8. Okay, so your cookie dough Buffy reference. What kind are you, and are you done baking? I would probably be white chip macadamia nut. And that's not my favorite cookie. I just feel like it's sweet and salty, and there's nuts in it. God damn it. And am I done baking yet? Fuck no. I don't think I'll ever be done baking. I know that I'm always growing and evolving and learning new things and challenging myself and meeting new people that push me and challenge me and learning from them, learning from my mistakes. I know that I'm not done. And I know that that seems like a total cop-out, but you do see some people that are technically done baking, but they're part of the reason why they're fully baked is because they know that they can grow and continue to change who they are as a person. And I know that that's a thing, but I'm not there yet. So I'm not done baking. But maybe one day I will be. Number 9, do you have a life motto? If so, what is it? This one kind of just found me on all by itself. I like to have fun. I like to have fun. I say it all the time. I say it in defense of why I won't engage in any specific negative situation or conversation, especially if somebody is being aggressive or condescending for no reason, like console wars, not to tread on a touchy subject. Basically, whenever that comes up, I just say, you know what? I just like to have fun. And I want other people to have fun. So let people be happy. Let people do things they enjoy. So I like to have fun. And last but not least, number 10, what would be the perfect way for you to spend your birthday? So I've never had a surprise party before. And there's probably two reasons. Reason number one, I swear to God, I'm always out of town on my birthday. And reason number two, my friends know me and know that I hate large crowds, and then I hate surprises. And so if there is going to be a large crowd, I need to know about it to mentally prepare for it. So I feel like that's probably why. But I think if I knew that there was a possibility of a surprise party and then it happened, like if people were like kind of poor at keeping the secret, but yet like I wasn't like 100 on it, I think that would be super fun. Otherwise, I've spent my birthday before, just this last one, I went up to Winnipeg and we all kind of hung out. We spent like 4 days up there. It was family. It was our biannual pilgrimage somewhere. Usually we go close to home, but this time we decided to take the long drive up to Winnipeg. Very long drive. So long. But it was the closest, like, big city that, like, people know about. So, I don't know. It was still so fucking far away. So far away. God damn. I want to say it was, like, 1,700 miles. That can't be right. That can't be right. That's probably not right. I'm really bad with, like, geography and, like, mileage and stuff. My car has a thing that tells me how many miles still empty. So anyway, traveling to, like, Ireland or Italy or, oh my God, the Maldives or Australia or New Zealand would be great. I think that I would love to go to Vancouver or just British Columbia in general. Portland, Seattle, the Pacific Northwest would be amazing. So, like, going to a big, big trip that, like, isn't super common. Stop meowing. That would be great. And that wouldn't be, like, every year. That would be the one birthday where, you know, whatever. But yeah, that's it. Those are the questions and those are my answers. And I do hope you, if you listen to these, I hope you enjoy my answers and getting to know me a little bit better. If you just like the questions and want to answer them via text or an audio, I want to read them. I want to listen to them. I can't wait. I hope you like them. And I will see you guys next time. Holy shit, that was the Sophia Nygaard. outro. Don't forget to smash that like button. And if you're new here, don't forget to smash that subscribe button. Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to buy.